Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Them versus us. The chasm between elites and ordinary Americans is real and growing, Stephen W. Mosier reports. Something has gone wrong with the minds of young elites. I am talking about those who have at least one postgraduate degree, make more than $150,000 a year, and live in or near cities. It turns out that while this group, roughly 1% of the U.S. population, may reside in the United States, they actually inhabit an alternate reality dominated by fear and loathing. They are afraid that the planet is being overrun by humanity. To stop this imaginary plague of people, they overwhelmingly endorse abortion and, in some cases, infanticide. They are afraid of climate change, seeing every summer storm or winter blizzard as a harbinger of death. They still have night terrors over COVID and are so fearful of the predicted rise of disease X that some of them have started wearing masks, if they ever stopped. They are more than willing to sacrifice their freedom and yours in exchange for promises that the government will protect them from such dangers. Most of all, however, they are afraid of Main Street America, those whom Harvard Law graduate Barack Obama famously scorned as clinging to guns and religion. That's why these overeducated snobs cheer when Joe Biden denounces half of his fellow Americans as MAGA extremists or Christian nationalists. They really do despise you. Don't take my word for it. To see just how far out of the mainstream, not to say out of their ever-loving minds, America's young elites are, look no further than the recent survey done by the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, a group founded by economist Stephen Moore. The committee commissioned pollster Scott Rasmussen to survey 1,000 elites who fit the above profile. And then he took a closer look at those who had attended an Ivy League school like Stanford or Harvard. These super elites, as we might call them, turned out to be even more wackadoodle than the rest. Take climate change, for example. The elites have worked themselves up into such a state of fear over a projected, and perhaps greatly exaggerated, rise of a couple of degrees in the Earth's temperature over the next century that they are willing to do without air conditioning, air travel, gas cars, and much else. Not only that, but they are determined to make you do without these modern conveniences as well. Some 72% of the elites and a whopping 81% of the super elites favor banning you from driving your kids to Disney World in a gas-powered vehicle. Almost as many would forbid you from flying to Hawaii or anywhere else on vacation. It gets worse. To combat climate change, so-called, 77% of the elites and nearly 90% of the supers are in favor of rationing gas, energy, and even meat. And those stories you heard about being forced to eat bugs? It seems that if the elites had their way, you would already be pouring milk on your breakfast Captain Crunchy bugs. Our elites and supers also astound in the sheer amount of blind trust they have in the government. Despite the mismanagement of the COVID pandemic, the border, the economy, foreign policy, and almost anything else you can think of, 70% of elites still believe that Washington does the right thing most of the time, end quote. Going into the fourth year of the Biden administration, only a third of all Americans remain that trusting. Perhaps gullible is a better word. Elite trust in the government also extends to schools. They believe, by a 2-to-1 margin, that the school administrators and teachers, not parents, should decide what children are taught. Ordinary Americans, many of whom worry that woke indoctrination is replacing the 3 R's, hold the opposite view. What left me absolutely gobsmacked, however, was the elite's answer to the following question. Does the United States provide too much individual freedom, too much government control, or is the balance just about right? Now, as you might expect, if you ask ordinary Americans this question, most come down on the side of freedom. They will either say that they are concerned about government overreach, 57%, or that we have the balance just about right, 27%. After all, most of us still understand that we are citizens of a country founded on the promise of liberty from a distant tyranny. Our elites beg to differ. Almost half of them, and almost 6 out of every 10 supers, say that Americans enjoy too much individual freedom. If this sounds like these elites are hungering for a socialist dictatorship, I can only say that when I lived in China, I often heard the Chinese Communist Party officials condemn America in exactly the same terms. It is jarring to think that nearly half of our elites now agree with China on this point. Now you know why our elites despise Main Street Americans. Not only do these snobs virulently disagree with us on nearly every issue, they believe that their diplomas in journalism, gender studies, or whatever, give them a natural right to control as well. After all, as their intellectual, cultural, and moral inferiors, we should simply submit to their enlightened rule. Wear the mask, sheep. Eat the bugs, peasant. This also explains why these elites have of late become so hostile to democracy. In America, the demos, the people, are sovereign, not some self-appointed aristocracy. Although the math skills of the elites are, in many respects, woefully deficient, gender studies courses do little to help in this regard, they can count. And we, normal Main Street, working class, and rural Americans, vastly outnumber them. Moreover, we periodically get to choose who governs us. That's why they're so afraid. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.